if you always do what you've always done, you'll always be where you've always been. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, we talk about the potential dark side of self-improvement. Enjoy.
Please raise your hand if you've... Thank you. Wow, that was easy. Okay, if you've ever tried to improve something about yourself or your life... Maybe, yeah, thank you. Keep it up. No, keep your hand up, please, just for a moment. So I want you to focus now on one particular thing that you may have tried to improve. And think about the actual process that you went through. The time and the energy that you spent going from where you were to where you wanted to be. So think about that. And if that process for you was maybe frustrating or difficult or it seemed to be taking too long, keep your hand up just a little bit longer. Just a little bit longer, I promise. Okay, now, focus on the outcome. Focus on the outcome of your self-improvement process. If you are a little disappointed with the results, keep your hand up just a few more seconds. If you feel like you really succeeded, got where you wanted to go, you need to go ahead and drop your hand. If your hand is still up, you may have been lured to the dark side of self-improvement. It's tiring, isn't it? So I have been lured to the dark side, as have many of my clients, and perhaps you have. The dark side exists because deep within many of us, at any level of skill or accomplishment, is an ancient belief that there's something wrong with us. We may not be fully conscious of it, but it's there and it affects us. It's a painful belief to hold. It's also a false belief. But until we know it's false, we're in the dark about who we are and what's possible in our lives. When we think there's something wrong with us, we have a strong impulse to fix it. Because if we can fix it, then we can prove to ourselves that we're okay, that we're worthy, that we have what it takes. But nothing needs to be proven. A fix isn't necessary. We're not broken. We're whole. We're whole and learning. We're whole and growing. The bud is not less whole than the blossom. It's just at a different stage of development. We are not less whole when we feel unfulfilled in a certain area. We're just at a stage of development that's calling us to greater fulfillment. We are growing. So we don't need to prove we have what it takes. Of course we have what it takes. We have what it takes to grow. It is innate. But when we harbor this belief that there's something wrong with us, and we initiate an improvement process from that point, we're on what I call the dark side of self-improvement, because we're literally in the dark. And in the dark, a whole colony of self-negating experiences can flourish. And I want to shine the light on two of those. First, when we think there's something wrong with us, we look outside of ourselves for answers and solutions. We abandon our own inner wisdom, our inspired impulses, our genuine longings, and instead we place all of our trust in the advice of others. We abide by common knowledge rather than the uncommon wisdom of our heart. In effect, we just give our power away. And as we do that, we start to feel hollow. We're taking the steps toward improvement, but because we've abandoned ourselves, we're not fully alive. So it's difficult, and it doesn't work particularly well. We disempower ourselves when we follow someone else's path and not our own. So disempowerment is one of those self-negating experiences we can have on the dark side. Another is a lack of fulfillment. When we think there's something wrong with us that needs to be fixed, the improvement process becomes about the fix. The end point, the goal. So we strive to get to that point because we only experience satisfaction when we reach the goal, which means we're depriving ourselves of satisfaction in the here and now. And because of that same false belief, we have a tendency to judge ourselves each step of the way because we're comparing ourselves unfavorably to that goal we haven't yet reached. This is the dark side of self-improvement. When we secretly believe there's something wrong with us, we will keep creating experiences that reinforce that belief. It's depleting and diminishing. But there is another way. Each one of us is the expert and authority on our own lives. Your path to fulfillment is unique to you, just as mine is unique to me. This doesn't mean that we can't learn from others who have succeeded where we want to succeed. Of course we can. We thrive when we connect with each other and open to someone else's wisdom. But there's a crucial difference between learning from someone and giving our power away to another person's formula. One comes from a sense of self-worth, the other comes from a sense of lack. We give our power away when we judge ourselves as lacking. Remember, self-judgment will never, ever get you where you want to go, if where you want to go is fulfillment. So, the next time you think there might be something to improve about yourself, pause. Go within. Rather than asking, what do I need to fix? Ask, what do I need to create? What do I want to create or experience? How do I want to grow? When you're growth-oriented, rather than goal-oriented, you can experience fulfillment each step of the way because you're growing more and more into your magnificence. And as you take those steps, trust your inner sense of what's right for you and what isn't. Listen to what your inner voice is telling you about what you really want, and promise to keep listening to yourself. Learn to love yourself forward into the light of truth. You have what it takes to succeed because you are what it takes.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.